Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but more importantly, a student, a constant, never-ending student. And boy, these classes, they don't end. It's a constant, constant practice, and that's the good news. Happiness is a practice skill. I don't care what these people are telling you, achieve something, have titles, money, relationships. No, happiness is a practice skill. And I'm here to share with you what to practice. And I've been practicing this for over four decades. Yes, you heard me. Four decades, over four decades. When I was younger, you know, when you make a wish and you blow out the candles on your birthday cake or you throw a coin into the fountain, I always wish for the same thing. From very late teens, 20s, 30s, I wanted to live to my potential and I wanted to be happy. Live to my potential, I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea. I didn't have a specific vision. No, I just wanted to live to my potential. And this happiness thing, and guess what? I am the global leading specialist in happiness. Unless I find someone that matches. No, I say that tongue-in-cheek. Happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. So what is... So, oh, before I... I'm already shot out of the cannon. I already shot myself out of the cannon. But let me just get back and give the numbers to call. And if you want to call and speak with me live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And or if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join. I love questions. And even more than that, I love it when you disagree. I love that. I love the different perspectives, the different beliefs. So what is the biggest problem in the world today? What are the biggest problems? Not is. What are the biggest problems? Is it poverty? Is it disease? Is it hunger? Is it overpopulation? Wars? Racism? Religion? Global warming? Animal rights? What is the biggest problem? Well, I say, don't tell anybody, I say it's unhappy people. And let me be very, very clear. When I say happiness, it is a vibration. It is an internal energy. Happy people don't wage wars. Happy people don't argue back and forth. Happy people don't hold grudges. Happy people don't judge. And when I say happiness, let me back up a little bit. It is a vibration and energy of contentment. We all know that vibration of contentment, because sometimes the happy word gets, I don't like that word. Happy does it. Joy, happiness is different. I get it. Forget the words, my dear audience. Forget the words, and let's focus on the energy. Let's focus on your personal vibration. Let's focus on your personal energy. That's what I'm talking about. Happiness, contentment, inner peace is all the same to me. If you want to debate it, that's okay. Go ahead. I'm going to surrender and say you're right. What are the biggest what are the biggest challenges today? And Lord knows, you look out into in the world and this is a question. So do you see the world in disorder? Do you see problems? Do you see the world in turmoil, conflict, chaos? Or are you able to view the world without judgment and trust and know that everything that is happening, I know, this is controversial, is in order. Everything is in order. There is nothing that needs to be fixed. There is nothing that needs to be changed. There's nothing that needs to be, but that's just me. And let me be for clarity. I'm not saying just sit in your house and, the world is fine. I don't need to do anything else. Inspired action is always encouraged. Inspired action. But when I look out into the world, I know, even if my ego tells me there's something wrong, I know that everything is in divine order, even if my ego can't comprehend it or won't comprehend it or won't believe it. There is a difference between my ego, and I say ego, critical mind, lower consciousness, whatever word you want to use. You know that voice in the head that is never satisfied. You know that voice that says there's something wrong, that voice that says that something needs to be changed. You know that critical mind, that critical voice that never seems to shut up, kind of like me. I know that that everything's in order. Everything's in order in nature. And it's the same. It all depends on where you are in your level of conscious growth. Someone asked me the other day, we were having a telephone conversation, and she says, because I told her, I said, well, I'm not human. She says, you're not human. Well, what are you? I said, I'm a spiritual being. I'm consciousness having a human experience. But who I am, I'm a human. But underneath all of that, what I'm consciousness having a human experience. And this human experience, the humanness is really the, let's see, how do I say this? The human, that human part is the part where it will say, yeah, there's something wrong. But the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. You've heard me say that. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. And this life is more, this journey is more than we are taught to believe. I can't wait to get to today's topic, numbers, clicks, views, and likes. Wow, that's right. Question before I do just a little bit more intro. I get new people all the time finding me. Hello, new people. Hello, new audience. Question. Are you, and I'm asking each and every one of you, are you affected? Does your vibration shift? Does your energy shift if the numbers aren't high enough? If the clicks and the views and the likes aren't high enough? Does that F with your happiness? Does that mess with your inner peace? It's either yes or no. Only you have the answer. But boy, oh boy, listen, I came from an era. I remember the first microwave. I remember the first microwave. So this clicks and views and likes and having to feel good about people that, or not people, the social media and having to get energy or energize or feel good about a million views, a million likes, but what if you have zero? What if there's zero? And I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me get back to the introduction. Let me give you a proper introduction. Happiness is a practice skill, and let me share with you my definition of happiness. And I realize that we all are as different as our fingerprints. We are all as different as our fingerprints, and so we all have a different definition. But since I am a happiness specialist, let me give you mine. Happiness is, contentment is, inner peace is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what's happening in the external world, regardless of the numbers, regardless of the clicks, the views, and the likes. Happiness is the ability to be at peace, have the energy of peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to ask you, how important is happiness in your life? You see examples of it all the time. I've said this before. There was a GQ article, and they interviewed Will Smith. Before the slap, they interviewed Will Smith. It was November 2021. You can look it up. And he was talking about, he was saying that, you know, I have everything in the world. I have all the money. I can go anywhere, all the connections. He's talented. He's got everything. But in that article, Mr. Smith said he wasn't happy. And yours truly is just putting this happiness first. Not only first, prioritizing it, making it number one. Bank account, health, relationships, you name it. Everything else is number two. And again, when I say happiness, it is the energy of contentment. That's what I'm talking about. So what's your definition of happiness, my dear audience? Only you can answer that. And what's subtracting from your happiness today? I was speaking, the same person I was talking to, it was funny, I was asking what angers you. You really want to find out, you want to find out or know somebody in an instant. You don't need to hang out with them. You don't need 3 dates. You can find out who a person is just by asking them what angers you, what makes you mad, what irritates you, what annoys you. Ask them that question, and instantly, you'll know who they are. No judgment here. It's just a way to quickly get to the point. So again, the number to call in and speak with me live, you just press the number one. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Press the number one. Ask your question, and or if you're on Wisdom Listening, just ask to come up. So what's subtracting from your happiness today? What angers you? What annoys you? Question, are you as content? Are you as happy when you're faced with life and their inevitable challenges? This is a roller coaster ride. And just because I'm a happiness specialist, just because I'm an inner peace practitioner, don't think that I'm not on a roller coaster with you, because that's what life is about. Life is about the twists, the turns, the ups, the downs. And who can control what happens? We learned that there absolutely is no control, especially starting this March 2020. No, I can't control what happens, but I definitely can. When I say happiness is a practice skill, I definitely know how to practice what. No, I know what to practice to maintain that inner peace, to maintain the energy and the vibration of contentment. It's a practice, just like anything else, from being a professional athlete, a musician. You know, they just Vegas just won the Stanley Cup. Anything worthwhile, you have to practice. Any skill, speaker, writer, landscaper, painter, chef, auto mechanic, takes practice. And it's up to you, it's up to each individual how important, how committed you are to even choose happiness. And look, what a great segue. there is, especially for my new listeners, if you listened to the show before, this is probably the 10 millionth time you've heard this. There is a study, you can Google it. It's called the 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. That's right, the 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And it was done by a hospice nurse. Her name is Bronnie Ware. And so she asked her patients, they had days to live, weeks to live, months to live. I mean, I can't even imagine. And in fact, I'm going to challenge you. Well, you know, of course, you don't have to take it up. You don't have to take this challenge. But I'm going to challenge you. Pretend that you only have a week left to live. What would be your regret? What would you regret? 5 biggest regrets. So this is what the study showed. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. Number 1. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Ooh, getting a chill on that one. Number 2. You know, let me back up to that. Happy Father's Day, because when I was younger, boy, oh boy, did I grow up wanting to please my father. Happy Father's Day, Ralph Norrington, wherever you are up in the sky or wherever you are. Actually, even though he's not physically here, this is for, I have conversations with my father. I can pull in his energy. I can feel his energy. But he's not physically here. But there was a time in my life when pleasing Ralph Norrington was very, very important. Not only pleasing him and getting his, pat on the head. Now he used to say, now you're thinking. and that always happened when I agreed with him. Now you're thinking. Anyway. The second most common regret of the dying is, I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I didn't work so hard. Shout out to all the workaholics out there. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, yours truly doesn't have that issue. The 4th regret is, I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. Now, I'm not here to argue with people that have, oh, this is such bad humor. Such bad humor. Forgive me. One foot out the door. That's a nicer way to say than kicking the bucket. One foot out the door, saying, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends, but sometimes we just outgrow people. We just outgrow them. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with you. We're just on different paths. The fifth most common regret of the dying is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. And that's where I come in. When I say happiness is a practice skill, I'm up to 52 program behaviors that have common behaviors, everyday common behaviors that are actively subtracting from your happiness, from your contentment, from inner peace. 52. And so the practice is, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice is like any other skill. The more you practice, the better the results. So the question is, what do you practice? What do you prioritize? Are you even prioritizing? Do you even think that contentment is number 1? One of the things that I know that I learned the hard way is that, and I'm getting chills now. I get chills when I speak the truth, universal truth, or I hear it from someone else. Now, the hard way is that everyone, I'm telling you right now, everyone is not interested in being happy. Everyone is not interested in this vibration of contentment. Everybody isn't interested in this inner peace. They're just not. Maybe when they get a little bit older, maybe when they get to the end of the road and they have a regret, who knows? But I learned that the hard way while watching Con Air with Nicolas Cage. And he asked this question of one of the prisoners who was a bad guy, really, really bad guy. Just think of the worst crime you can commit, and that's what this character, I know it's a character, in this movie. And the line is, I wrote it down, the line is, now he's so filled, we're talking about this really bad guy, now he's so filled with anger that moments of levity actually cause him pain, give him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts. There were decades where I believed, yeah, everybody wants to be happy. Why not? But that's just not true. I had to accept that. And that's another practice. Accepting others. Accepting these people, and I use these people with love, air quotes, accepting these people that are not like you. It's easy to accept somebody. It's easy to accept somebody that has similar goals and ideas and like you. But what about the person that's just the opposite? Guess what? That takes a hell of a lot of practice. But know that let me just back up a little bit too. Practice is just that. You're not going to get anything perfect the first try, the second try, the third try. It is a constant. Just like, you know, the dieting, they say, dieting, how about just a way of life, a way to eat. It's not about dieting. It's a lifestyle. So this lifestyle what I'm talking about is a practice. It never ends. You don't get any time off. You don't get vacations. You don't get breaks. It's constant. It's a constant commitment. It's a constant focus. It's never ending. But I'm here to share with you that the benefits, the rewards cannot be measured. Well, no, can be measured in contentment, in the amount of contentment. Strike that. I'm going to ask you these questions and reply either yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Can other people, do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? It's either yes or no. And if you answered yes to any of those, know that that is the program that you are wrestling with. It's a program. We've all been programmed to believe other people can hurt our feelings, or other people can offend us, scratch us. Or another person can offend me. That's a program. And that's why the book that I'm writing now is almost finished. It's titled Program for Unhappiness. But let me get to today's topic. Whew. Numbers, clicks, views, and likes versus happiness. How many of you out there, my dear, dear audience, how many of you out there are affected, get affected, have a shift in energy, you can feel if, and this is another practice, have expectations, with getting certain views and certain likes, a certain amount of views and a certain amount of likes, a certain amount of numbers, a certain amount of clicks, to make you feel better or make you feel good or make you feel successful or make you feel accomplished. I know all of those words are labels, but either something external has the power to make you feel elated or deflated. And I'm here to tell you that that's what this work is, and that's what the practice is. It doesn't matter if I have one like, zero likes, a million likes, 5 million views, 10 million clicks, it is, or one. It's not going to affect my energy or my vibration. Now, don't tell anyone. Please, don't tell anyone. And, in fact, I'll just give you a real life example. So I'm looking at the studio, and, again, the number to call in if you want to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619, and or wisdom, you can also just ask to join. So I'll give you a real life example. I'm, you know, looking at the studio, so I'm online, of course, on my laptop, and plugged into Blog Talk Radio, and there were, I don't know, started off maybe 5-6 people in the queue, and guess how many and guess how many people are in the queue now? 2. So it went from 6 to 2. It doesn't matter. Years ago when I started this show, I've shared this story before. When I started the show, I know what the world teaches. I know what the world says success is. But my definition of success is just being able to smile on my deathbed, and it has nothing to do with how much money I have in my bank. It has nothing to do with how many countries I've traveled to. It has nothing to do with my ego. Nothing. Backing up. So years ago when I first started, I remember, if you can believe it, to speak for five minutes, it was torture. And now I can talk for an hour without even, and that's practice. But I remember in the early days, and there's a, you know, you can get a chart about how many people listen to the show. One person listened, two people listened. And I remember in the beginning, 2 people are listening, sometimes 0 people listened, 3 people listened, and boy, oh boy, my ego did not like that. Did not like that. And so I complained to the universe. Now, I use the term universe. You can insert God, source, higher power, all that is, spirit, whatever word you want to use. The words to me, that's another thing. Numbers, words do not have any effect on my personal energy or vibration. Do not have any power anymore. That just comes from years of practice. But anyway, I digress. Back to, sometimes there would be no one listening to the show. Sometimes the day, numbers are really low. But back then I would complain, and I would say, universe, nobody's listening. Where are my listeners? Where are my hundreds and thousands and millions of listeners? Where? And the universe replied to me, and I have my head down, because it was a blow at the time. The universe replied, we're listening. Isn't that enough? Mic drop. And that started the whole practice of not caring or not being affected, not caring, not being affected by any number, and that goes across the board, not any number, not any click, not any likes, not any listens, across the board. Well, what does that mean? How are you going to be successful if you don't have the numbers? No, I redefine success. I'm redefining what success is, and it's not what the world says. It's not what the world says, and in fact, If you remember, this is dated as 1990. Not even 1993. This is older than I thought. 1983. You remember the bucket list? It was, I believe, it started with Ted Leonsis, Leonsis. He's a billionaire now. Billionaire. And he survived a plane crash in 1983. And after surviving that plane crash, he had an epiphany. Oh, I got to change. My, you know, priorities have to change. I'm going to write a bucket list. And he came up with 101 things that he wanted to do in his life. 101. That's a lot. From family matters to financial matters. Here we go. Possessions, charities, sports, travel, what else does he say? Stuff. So he came up with 101 items that he wanted to cross off on his bucket list. And I've looked through every single one of them. Absolutely not one. He's a billionaire now, though. Good job. And I wouldn't trade places. You couldn't give me $10 billion to be the same, to be the person I used to be. You couldn't give me $500 million, $10 billion. You couldn't give me any amount of money to be the person that I used to be. Not at all to go backwards. But some of the things on this list, some of the things, financial, of course, financial matters. Start a company and sell it. Family matters, let's see. Leave trust for my family members. Have grandchildren, have great-grandchildren. What do you mean have grandchildren, have great-grandchildren? That's something your children are going to do. So now, as a parent, you're putting an obligation and pressure for your children to have children? No judgment here, I'm just talking. And then charities. Sounds nice. And, you know, sharing and giving and being kind is fulfilling. Being kind and giving of yourself, giving time. But there comes a next moment, and there comes another moment. And so that fulfillment in that moment is just for that moment, is just for the moment. It's like eating what your favorite meal, oh my goodness, and you're having a whole party and you're savoring every morsel and oh, your lips are smacking and you're drooling and it's just the best. But how long are you going to feel that? Are you going to take that into the next day and the day after? And how about a week later? So I'm not poo-pooing on being kind and sharing and giving, but that lasts for a short period of time. I know time is an illusion anyway. That lasts for a short period of time. What I'm talking about, when I talk about contentment, I'm talking about ongoing, lasting. It has nothing to do with an event, nothing to do with what I've done externally. All the work is done internally. All of it. So I get it. Nice job giving, sharing, be kind. But I'm talking about something that a state in mind that is lasting. So let me get back to happiness. When I say happiness, again, it's an energy, it's a vibration. It becomes, and with the practice, it becomes this contentment. Energy becomes your identity. Happiness is the state of mind you were born into before all of the programming, before all of the conditioning, before all of the brainwashing. The practice is reverting back to who you were when you were born. There's nothing wrong with accomplishments. There's nothing wrong with titles, money, having awards. But accomplishments don't make you happy continuously. It's a moment, and that's why you can look at these athletes. Oh, it's just so interesting. More titles, the NBA championship, the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl. Yeah, I want more, which is the program. We are all programmed for unhappiness, programmed to want more, programmed to be dissatisfied. So let's get back to the clicks, views, likes, and what else did I say? Numbers. Numbers, clicks, views, and likes. What would you think? Well, who knows, but what would you think? And that's another thing. One of the practices is not knowing, not making a judgment about anybody else. Unless I'm living in someone's skin, unless I am that person, unless I'm them, I don't know how they're feeling. I don't know what motivates them. And that comes down to another. Remember I said at the beginning of the show that I'm up to 52 program behaviors that subtract from happiness. One of the program behaviors that subtract from happiness is being in somebody else's business, is noticing what somebody else is doing, is making a comment, a judgment about somebody else. Know that all of us are on our own unique journey, and the universe wants to experience all of it, not just what the world says is good. The universe is experience, wants to experience all of it. I know that's a little difficult to comprehend. But if the universe didn't want to experience it, it wouldn't be happening. Getting back to this Ted Leonsis with all of his 101 bucket list. Own a beach home that stays in the family. Give away, okay, here, this is a nice one. Give away $100 million in my lifetime. Sports, win a world championship. Go to a Super Bowl game. Play at Pebble Beach. Play Augusta. I guess he's a golfer. Get a hole in one. And all of these things are great, nice, okay. But it has nothing to do with lasting contentment. Absolutely not. Stuff. Being on the cover of a magazine. Produce a TV show. Meet Ted Turner. Meet Bill Gates. I'm sure he's done all of that since 1983. He's a billionaire now. Go to China. Go to Brazil. So the world teaches what success is. The world says what accomplishments. But I'm here to tell you, especially you wonderful people that practice, let's see, how do I do this, blah, blah, beep, 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 yes, click, hello, welcome, welcome, oh, I love it, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, and you are Charlene.
Sorrente,
yes. I've spoken to you before. What's up, girlfriend?
I love you. That's one. That's the first thing. I just want to start with that one. Mm-hmm. The second thing is I thank you. And then the third thing is you're amazing. Okay, I said what I said. And the reason I say this is because you have helped me get back to sit in my feet, my soul, when things were swaying, things were having contrast and giving me the bluntness, and I appreciate you. And I will say when it comes to your topic specifically is, yes, you need the contrast because I need it, the darkness, so I can realize what is in front of me as the lightness. But at the exact same time, I realize that both sways of the pendulum are in perfect, distinct order because you need both. And also, I will say, is that when it comes to the numbers, the clicks, the likes versus your happiness, I walked into a room and they're a monetization room. And they're like, well, how many people follow you? And I'm thinking, it doesn't really matter how many, but if you really want the numbers, I will give you the numbers. And they're high. And it's not because I am looking and I'm like, what are these people thinking? No, I'm just posting and being surrender. And if they don't like it, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And I don't have to do what I'm doing either. And sometimes I don't do what I normally do for social media, and I'm fine with that too. I just find my joy in the day, whatever that may look like. And sometimes that's just sitting, doing nothing, and just laying down or sleeping. That brings me a lot of joy in my spirit sometimes. Sometimes it's having a conversation with my mom or talking to a complete stranger, and that brings me so much joy. And I know for myself is the number, the likes, the clicks, the views, it's not really about that. I even, at the beginning of me having my business, I decided to do advertising and do it for those things, and then I realized it was a waste of money. It was a waste of money. I was like, the people that I asked to come do this because I sponsored one of my videos, they aren't still my people because they didn't even watch the entire video. Because I can see that in the analytics. So what was the point of paying that kind of money when they're not even doing it in the first place? So you know what? I'm going to do this. This will happen. I said, you know what? I'm just going to post. If I post, cool, I post. If I don't post, hey, I don't post. And it is what it is because it's my life. And even this morning, I was, what I do for work, for my business is, I'm a business consultant, so I look at people's stuff, and I'm about to have this conversation with someone about their business and their workflows and stuff, and I already know I'm going to start out by saying, you're doing an amazing job, and I'm just here to enhance what you're already doing. I'm not here to subtract you, judge you, or tell you you're not enough, because they are doing way more than enough. I'm just going to do some enhancements. Because I love their work and I want them to be seen in more places. But it's not about the views, the likes, and all the in-betweens. Because the views, the likes are not bringing her money. People are not knocking on her door like that.
You know, let me just say this. When you started talking, I get chills when I hear the truth or speak the truth, and my body was just chilling up for so many minutes. I don't know how many minutes, but just listening to you. And I just want you hit on something so important. I want to just go back to it for a minute. And if we run out of time, if you have time, I would love for you to join again. But what you said, now I'm getting chills, what you said, there was years ago, and I've shared this before, and it's really about the programming. Years ago, I remember, it must be, at least 15 plus years ago. I don't know about you, but I was raised in a house. Thanks, Ralph Norrington. I was raised in a house that you had to be productive. Oh, and we're running out of time. So just ask to join if you have time again.
I'll be back.
Okay, good. I was raised in a house where, let me just add her back really quick. Oh, I'm so glad that you brought up this point. This is so important. I really want to let this is really good. The program is my program was to be productive, to do something. You can't get up, you can't wake up and not produce and not get something done. And one of the things that Sharente was talking about is she said just sitting in bed or sleeping or whatever it is. So what happened to me over 15 years ago? I just remember. I'll never forget. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and for whatever reason, I didn't do jack shit. Yeah, I can say it. It's my show. I didn't do anything. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then rolls around Monday, and boy, oh boy, did I feel bad about me, which is another program. It's a program to be critical of self, to judge self, what I didn't do, and I don't use this word. There's two words I don't use. I don't use the word should. And I don't use the word mistake. But I use all the other words. I don't use should or mistake. Every other word is fair game. But back to that. And I just felt so bad. And then the next weekend, I have conversations with the universe, and I said, oh, I just feel bad about myself. I didn't do anything. I didn't accomplish anything. Next weekend, for some reason, it was another weekend of not doing anything, and I kept feeling bad about me, kept feeling just horrible, lots of judgment. And then I said, you know, how can I shake this? And the universe said, we want you to feel good about not doing anything. We want you to feel good about sitting, staring at a wall or watching TV or whatever you choose, whatever you're doing, especially if it's doing nothing. We want you to feel good. And not we want. You will feel good about not doing anything. And do you know how long it took me to feel good about not doing anything? Can you imagine?
It took a while because I know for me, my mom did not raise me to be a superhero. I really wasn't on social media like that. Yes, I was on the computer learning and all that stuff, but I really wasn't on social media. I just got into social media, Miss Rebecca, within the past 2.5 years. I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be honest and serious. I was just living life on the real world, mm-hmm. in real life. And then we were like, well, if you have a business, like, you should, like, be on social media. And I'm like, I've been on social media, and I've seen some things. And I'm like, we have to? Fine, I'll do this. And that's the only reason I'm here. Okay.
So you want to guess how long it took? You said a long time, and you're right. Guess how long it took?
2 years, maybe?
Oh, you know, I don't believe you. 2 years is the right answer.
Oh, therapy snitching. That's what I say, therapy snitching. Because I don't know how I got the right answer.
2 years. 2 years it took for me to sit, do nothing, and be okay with it. And so that's a two year eliminating that program. And I just love that point. You know, it's a point that you made that the audience, regardless of who you are, needs to hear, because this world doesn't teach that.
Mm-hmm. And I hear, Ms. Rebecca, can I come back one more time?
Please.
I'm going to tell you one quick story.
Yes.
Because I know you're going to be wrapping up soon.
Yes. Oh, she hung up and then came back. Okay, that's something new. Okay, come back. It's just like on the Titanic, you know, come back. She's blowing the whistle. Come back.
I'm seeing me after like the bow of the thing with my arms out.
Yes. Come back. And she can barely say it. I'm saying, say it louder. Can't you scream it louder? Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, side note. Screaming, oh my God, that brings so much happiness. Just y'all try it into a pillow. You'll feel so good after. Okay, I feel what I said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, actually, I'm going to give you a snapshot. So we just got back into the house, right? We experienced where the house flooded, and it literally pretty much took almost the entire house out. The insurance paid the $72,000 and the $18,000 for the hotel stay. This is not coming out of my pocket, but I knew that I was abundant. I knew Spirit was taking care of it, and I did not have to stress about nothing. Didn't mean that I didn't have points where I wobbled. So we get back into the house, and the car starts acting weird, where it's turning off, Mr. Rebecca, at stoplight. And we're like, what's going on? Is it the battery? Is it the alternator? And we, you know, the habit of mind is like, what do you want to do with these things? And so we asked AAA to come and check the battery. The first person said, you need a new battery. Second person said, it's the alternator. Third person said, it's the battery. Fourth person says, it's the alternator. Then we took it to the dealership, and they said, they lied. It was the starter and the flywheel, and it's $3,100. And I said, how am I no? Okay. And I was like, you know what? If you were able to take me through the house and the insurance paying for it and all the in-betweens, this ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my husband together decided that We are not going to rush or strive or to go to a payday loan place and put our stuff at risk. We said we're just going to wait. We don't need the car that bad. And so what happened was my mom was still selling her car, and she's like, do you want to buy it, Trent? I'm going to offer you one more time. And I said, yes, I will buy it. So the insurance finished paying us out because we paid a lot of money out of our own pocket during that time, because when you're out of your house, y'all, that's what I learned, you spend a lot more money, than what you normally do for groceries. So we got that money back literally right before what I'm about to say happened. So I sent my mom the down payment. We get the car back to the house. Okay, we got that phone call from the Chevy dealership, say $3,100, and I'm like, baby, are you sure you don't want a new car? You sure? And he's like, no, let's get a new car. And I said, okay. So that morning, I asked him, I was like, are you ready for your new car? And he's like, yeah, I'm ready for my new car. And so we go to the first dealership, and they said, oh, we'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. They're late, first of all, to the actual appointment that we both set for 8 o'clock, and we both agreed to. Second thing was, they said, oh, you have to put $18,000 down for that vehicle. And I was thinking, that's a no, because my spirit would have been super excited if you actually said what spirit gave me. So no. Okay, I'm going to walk. And they're like, okay, then walk. And I said, okay, thank you so much. We gathered ourselves, and we went to Volkswagen, and it took a minute because the car wouldn't
park. Hold on a second, sweetie. So, sweetie, this isn't about a car thing. This isn't a car show, honey. What's the lesson? What's the lesson?
Sorry. I'm getting to the point because of the fact that we did not just walk out with one car for use. We walked out with a brand new car yesterday, and it wasn't due to the numbers. The numbers that they got back for my credit report for the first place were a lie. The second place, they were the truth, and they worked with us. That's the reason I'm saying something.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't how to do anything with our happiness of whether we were going to get a second car or not. We had to keep ourselves in the flow and in the. It doesn't matter what the heck the numbers say. If God really wants us to have this car, Spirit really wants us to have this car, the numbers are not going to matter.
Now I'm getting chills.
That's what I was trying to get at, and I'm just giving a little bit of the backstory because I wanted people to know that even though we could have stopped this entire process when we first got that $3,100 and just paid the money, but we got to see how Spirit said, F the numbers, F what they had to say, with I'm going to take care of you no matter what. And the numbers will be the numbers that you'll be able to support with yourself without you guys having to outreach or overreach or strive for anything or become house poor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of the story. And that's why I said, I appreciate you for helping me get to it.
You know, I appreciate you too. And what she's talking about, what she's describing in a nutshell with you know, the whole story is the practice of trusting. That's really what Charente is saying, the practice of trusting. And that is a practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, so is trusting. That's another practice skill. And when I talk about trust, I mean blind trust. Don't trust your eyes. Don't trust what you see. It's not about the numbers, the clicks, it's not about anything that is human. It is about, do you trust? You know, and I'm going to throw this out too. This is something recent. Put your, my dear audience, put your seatbelt on for this. Put your seatbelt on for this one. I mean, lock it up. You know what? Put a helmet on too. Put a helmet on. And in fact, put a whole astronaut suit on. You're gonna need protection for what I'm about to say. Oh my God. I hit my son with this. I hit my son with this and he didn't like it. You know, these youngsters. I said, you'll get there. He's 38. I'm 67. I said, you'll get there, youngster. You'll get there. And excuse me. Whew, I have officially, well, it's been a while now, but officially. Let me back up and just share a little story. There was a man that that walked the earth. Let's see, hold on. What was his name? Oh, I'm trying to remember his name. Jesus. And this has nothing to do with religion. So I'm not a religious girl, because religions are, seatbelt on this, man-made. I'm talking about Jesus' conversation with God in the Garden of Gethsemane. So this is a lesson. This is not a religion. This is you know, lesson, story, whatever you want to call it. An example of trust and what I want to share. So if you know the story, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane right before he's going to get crucified. And he said, "Hey, Father God, excuse me, but I am not interested in being tortured, crucified, humiliated, beaten. You know what? I'm going to pass on all that. I'm going to pass. Can I get a pass on that?" And then the struggle was real. The struggle in that Garden of Gethsemane was real. And one of the things that Jesus said is, because, listen, we are all, I say that we are all avocados. It's just some of us are just ripe. So for some of us, it's just time. And for others, it's just not time. And that's that. No judgment, just making an observation. But anyway, let's get back to poor Jesus before he's being crucifixion Eve. Anyway, so he said, "I don't want this. No, thank you. No. And then finally, you know the story. I don't know if it was hours. I don't know. Who knows how long it was. Jesus said, "Okay, not my will, but your will." That's an example of total surrender. And I'm getting to this point, which is my point, is at this time in my life, at this time, I have zero goals, zero wants, zero desires, other than maybe more consciousness, more awareness, more information, more truth, but I have zero wants and zero desires other than what the universe wants for me. I have less to do. I want to be New York Times bestseller. Yeah, I know, that sounds okay. I used to, New York Times bestseller, is that going to happen? Who knows? It doesn't matter. But if that's part of my journey, if that's part of my destiny, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to stop my journey. Nothing is going to stop what the universe has prepared on the path, on my path. Nothing. So this self-sabotage, this blocking, this is my perspective, this blocking, I'm doing something to stop my good. I'm not doing anything, because if God has something planned for me, it is going to happen. And don't tell anyone, again, I'm trusting that whatever is and whatever has, and I already know whatever has, but whatever is in the future, my destiny is far beyond what my little pea brain can imagine. So I've given up. No desires, no wants, other than to, more truth, more contentment, because there's more insight, more learning, more surrendering, more letting go of attachments, more choosing my focus, more practicing trust, more patience with myself, more patience with the process, more patience with the journey. So whatever your will is, universe, I'm good. What is my job? What am I supposed to do? Practice surrendering without resistance. And one of the things that Sharente was talking about is flowing. And this is another thing that I want to touch on is the intuition. Using your intuition, using your inspiration, you can feel you know what, I'm going to, even though I go home the same way, same way, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left on the same streets. Even though that I do that, I'm gonna change the path. I'm gonna go a different way. So it's trusting that you are being guided, you are being led, you are being taken care of, and everything that happens to you, regardless of the description, regardless of the challenge, whether it's financial, whether it's a relationship, whether you have a car, whether you don't have a car, it's all in order. It's there to serve you. Do you trust that? Do you believe that? It's not about the numbers. It's not about the likes. It's not about the views. It's not about the clicks. But if it is, but if you want it to be about all those, be prepared to accept what that brings, the consequences of what that brings. Because if you allow the external, if you allow the external to make you feel good or make you feel bad, guess what? You're going to always feel, depending on what happens. And all I'm saying is it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what doesn't happen. This energy of contentment is a constant. It's just like setting the temperature gauge in your house. Now, I live in a community 55 plus. Oh my goodness. And I teach fitness classes. Anyway, I asked my students a couple of days ago. So what's your home temperature gauge set at? And some of them said 77. 77 in the house, you might as well, and I live in the desert, 77, you might as well live outside or live on the sun. 77, 75, I like it cool. I like it 65. I like it cool. But all of that story to say, what is your internal temperature gauge set at? Is it set at contentment and peace at all times? See, you can, and when I say you can, know that it's a practice. It's ongoing. It's navigating this journey we call life is not easy. It's not easy. And when I teach the classes The Truth About Happiness, the first thing I share with people is that I give them a gift. And I say, and it's an actual package, and I say, in this package is the answer to all of your challenges, all of your problems, all of the crap that you are going to experience inevitably. But you're gonna be able to be at peace with all of it. Do you know what's in the package? I've asked this before, and I believe Sorrenti answered it correctly. It's a mirror. It's a mirror, my dear audience. That's how powerful you are. When you make a commitment to, and you're focused and you prioritize this thing I call happiness, which is the same as contentment. Don't get tripped up with the word contentment and peace. It's the same. But what do you do? What do you practice? Well, whatever moment you are experiencing, however it feels to the ego, because the ego will tell you that there's something wrong. There is something wrong in this present moment. This present moment, it needs to be, there's something more that needs to happen. So the practice is to witness those thoughts, those stories that are constantly, I haven't been able to shake them, constantly there, but you witness the stories, you witness the thoughts. You don't identify with the stories. In fact, one of my favorite teachers, is her name is Byron Katie, and she does this, it's called The Work. And the first two questions, there's four major questions, and the first two questions is, do you know this is the truth? Is this the truth? Are you sure it's the truth? So let go of those stories. Witness the stories. And the practice now, my practice now, oh, when my ego comes up with some feel bad, doom and gloom story, oh, really? Thank you for that story. Thank you for that doom and gloom story, ego, but what would God say? I hear you, but what would the universe tell me? Would God say that everything is in order and everything is happening to serve me and everything is happening for my betterment? I think that's exactly what God would say. So you know what? I hear your opinion, but God's opinion is everything's in order. And that requires blind trust. So how do you do that? Don't think I'm doing this by myself. How do you do it? No, I don't meditate, but what I do is I have constant conversations. I've got the universe on speed dial. There's always a connection. I don't have to dial. The line is always open. And this is what I do. If I feel like you go outside, feet in the dirt, feet on the grass, palms are up, and I just ask, hey universe, how do I practice trusting more? How do I let go of wanting the moment to be different, wanting the present moment to be different? How do I choose peace in all moments? How do I surrender without resistance? How do I humble that ego? And you know, when you stop feeding and giving that ego fuel, I'll tell you right now, it is going to come back. It needs to eat. It needs to be fed. It's going to come back with a vengeance. It's going to come back with some. Ooh, it's going to come back with some shit. Oh my goodness, no. But at this time, my poor ego is on life support. Is on life support. Not hating on it, but the ego has one mission, one job, and that's to make me feel unsatisfied, distrusting, fearful, focused on only one perspective. That's another thing, you know, it's the ego. If you are, whatever challenge you're going through, it doesn't matter what it is. And I'm going to get to the likes and the views and all that again just right after this, and then we're going to wrap it up unless there's more questions. And guess what just happened? I lost my train of thought. Woo! That's another thing. Lighten up with this life. There is an energy of this is serious, and this is important. You know that energy. This is serious. This is important. And I'm here to tell you to let that go too. How do I let go of the energy of this is serious and lighten up? You can accomplish, you can be inspired without having that energy of this is important. And when I do find myself, oh gosh, I know that I am only looking at this situation with one perspective, because the ego can only muster up one perspective, just one. And so the practice is finding more than one perspective. But that's not taught. That's not taught to look for more than one perspective, especially when you're feeling stuck in any kind of challenge. I'm using air quotes with the stuck. Now, it's not practiced to look for another perspective. Look for another perspective that's going to shift your own energy, that's going to shift your vibration. The practice is witness more. Start practice witnessing more, as opposed to getting involved in being, oh, this is happening to me. How about just, oh, this is happening? Shorten the sentences. Be mindful of the stories. Be patient with the process. Be patient with yourself. You know, when a baby is born, or even people are really into animals now, you know, the puppies, the cats, the animals. When a puppy is first born, we're not hey, hurry up and grow up, puppy. Grow up to be a dog or a baby. Hurry up and grow some teeth. Learn to walk. Feed yourself. Start talking. Get out of the house. Go to school. Where's your hair? Sit up. Woo! No, we have patience. We have patience. Hurry up and learn how to go to the toilet on your without the diapers. These diapers are expensive. Hey, train yourself. No, we have a lot of patience. We have a lot of patience. And so practice having patience with yourself and the process. That's another program behavior. I mean, this world is a world of impatience. So the practice is having patience. And I'm going to say celebrate. Even the there is no such thing as small or big, but practice celebrating your growth. Even if it's, you know what, this used to bother me, this used to annoy me, and now I'm letting it go. Can you celebrate yourself with that? Can you pat on the back? Celebrate more, let go of more, trust, and know that everything is in order. And these numbers, these social media numbers, these clicks, these views, these likes, if they are effing with how you feel, you got some work to do in the mirror. Or not. Let me just share with you really quickly. I said 52. I don't want to tease you and say there's 52 program behaviors that subtract from happiness and not give you some of them. Oh, I'm not that mean. So these are, I'm just going to list them. So take out a pencil and pen if you want. So when I talk about the program behaviors that subtract from your peace and your happiness, there's a list of them, and it's gonna, they're all going to be in the book when it's finished, Program for Unhappiness. And these are program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. Again, it is an energy of contentment. The good news is, my dear audience, the good news is whatever you learned or whatever you were programmed to believe, you can unlearn it, and you can deprogram yourself. And you will be able to feel the difference in your soul. Here we go. I'm just going to throw out some program behaviors. Seatbelt. Just put your seatbelt on. You know what? Just keep your seatbelts on when you listen to the show. Just keep them on. And, you know, I have so many people that I have people that get angry, that people get upset, people get attack. I've been attacked, verbally attacked so many times. In fact, there's just too much to share. I've said this before, but because there's new listeners, there is a man, you can Google him. You can Google him, and then I'll list some of the program behaviors, and there we're going to end it. There is a man, his name is Walter O'Brien. You can Google him. He's worth, let's see, $50 million. I met him at a 2021 networking marketing event, and it was high ticket price. So the gentleman that started Priceline was there, Jeff Hoffman, the guy that started UGG. I mean, millionaires and billionaires. And they were very generous in offering their time, and they said, you're interested in talking to any of us, just let us know. You know, we'll give you 10, 15 minutes of our time. It was a weekend workshop. Anyway, yeah, it was September 2021. It was an invitation only. Walter O'Brien, and he is a technologist. He's a businessman, several companies. For $50 million, listen to this one. He had an IQ, or has an IQ, supposedly, of 197. Yeah, you heard me, 197. He's the inspiration for the CBS television show Scorpion. I never watched it, but he is the inspiration for that show. And for some reason, I just was drawn to him, and the last day of the event, I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, "Hey, Mr. O'Brien, may I, you know, have 5 minutes with you, 10 minutes? He said, "Sure, of course." That was before I introduced myself. And we went outside. It was in California. It was outside on a balcony, beautiful, dark California, smoggy night. I mean, night. And I said, "Hi, Mr. O'Brien. My name is Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am a happiness specialist." Well, before I could say anything else, Mr. O'Brien said to me, "I would never hire you to work in any of my companies because what you do and what you teach is toxic." You know that word toxic these days. It's a buzzword. There's so many buzzwords. Toxic. He says, "What you do is toxic. What you teach is toxic." And when he said that to me, how did yours truly respond? I couldn't stop laughing. I said, "Toxic? Happiness specialist? Please tell me more." And he proceeded to tell me exactly what he thought of me. Whee! Wow! Woo! Talk about seatbelt time. But see, when I say happiness is a practice skill, part of the practice is never taking anything that anyone says to you or about you personally. This is an impersonal universe, but I digress. Let me tell you what he said to me. He said, "You're toxic." He said, "You've wasted 35 years. Now it's 45 years. He said, "You've wasted 35 years of your life studying and pursuing happiness." He said, "I've contributed zero to the planet." I hope your mouths are hanging open on this. By the way, if your mouths are hanging open, know that that's a programmed response. "I've contributed zero to the planet. Searching for happiness and inner peace is delusional. What I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing." Oh, I wrote a whole article about it. It's one of the most memorable nights of my life. I loved it. "What I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing." That's one of my favorites. "I'm selfish." He already said I was toxic. And he said, "If the clients I counsel don't employ at least 1,000 individuals, I'm wasting their time and I'm accomplishing nothing." Now, why was I able to laugh when I heard all of that description, that the man with 197 IQ had one perspective, could only manage one perspective? Number one, what I practice. Number one, words innately do not have power. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what word you use. You cannot affect my vibration. Words innately do not have power. I know the world says, "Oh, words are powerful," but that's a program. What? Oh, no, blasphemy. Blasphemy. Is she crazy? Words have power. Words innately do not have power. So you cannot insult me, and you cannot compliment me. Your words, this is where I am. Your words, and I'm just saying your in general, you don't have the power to make me feel any way with words. Not me. Energy is powerful. Words in my world, in my life, have zero power. But don't think I was born like that. That's a practice. The second thing, I mentioned it earlier, is that it's never personal. It doesn't matter what somebody says. And in fact, all of those things that he listed, I believe he was talking about himself, because when you look at someone and you label them and you have a long list, especially of negative labels, guess what? You're really talking about you. Oops, I didn't say that out loud, did I? There are 360 degrees in a circle. That means there are at least 360 different perspectives to any one situation, plus more. So as brilliant as Mr. O'Brien is 197 IQ, he can only come up with one perspective. And the last thing is, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? No, it's not to stand up straight. No, it's not to get rid of his hump. No, it's not to find a woman with the hump. I've heard all those answers. He wants you to have a hump too. So you know that when somebody is coming at you, it's just they want you to feel like they're feeling. And when you know that, you don't take anything personally, because it's not. And guess what else? Guess what this happiness specialist, yours truly, did after we had our conversation? I took a selfie with him. Now, can we have a selfie, Mr. O'Brien? Can we have a selfie together? Yeah, I have a selfie with him. One of my favorite pictures in the world. Of course, I could have had a little bit more makeup on, a little bit more lipstick. My hair didn't look the best, but yeah, I took a selfie with him. You can't insult me, and no one can insult you. That's a program if you believe that. And no one can offend you, and no one can hurt your feelings. That's another program. Getting to the programs that subtract from your happiness, I'll just read a few that are not well known. Lack of acceptance. That means lack of acceptance of others, lack of acceptance of the mother, of the moment, not the mother, the moment. Believing the illusion that you're wasting time. That's another program. Time is an illusion. And in fact, you know what my latest, who I'm listening to now? Oh, my goodness, I just discovered him a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago. His name is Daryl Anka, and he channels Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. And he channels Bashar. And this, ooh-wee, just go on YouTube and check out any of his interviews. This guy, ooh-wee, so on another level. So believing the illusion that you're wasting time, having an agenda with anybody. What does that mean, having an agenda? You know, you want to teach somebody, you want somebody to be different, you want them to do something differently. You want them to be different than who they are. You don't want them to be themselves. You want them to be different. That's having an agenda. All of that subtracts from your contentment, your happiness. I already talked about using the word should. Believing that mistakes, everything has a purpose. Here we go. Thinking that life is unjust and unfair. Oh, no, she didn't. Thinking that life is unjust and unfair. I get it, but there's a reason for everything that happens. This is turned into an addiction. The need to be right. I used to, oh my goodness, I had to be right. Not only I had to be right, I knew I was right. Now, if anybody wants to challenge me on anything I'm teaching or anything I'm sharing on the show, I'll give you maybe one rebuttal. If I'm feeling really, really, really good, I may give you two rebuttals. But after that, my head is down, I'm bowing out, I totally surrender, you can be right. You can be right. And if you knew who I was before, letting somebody else be right, oh, what the hell happened to her? We all know this one, holding a grudge. How many of you out there are holding a grudge against someone? Or maybe more than one? You think holding a grudge adds to your contentment? Do you think anybody else is going to be affected, you holding a grudge? And it's not about forgiveness, because there's nothing to forgive, because there's no mistakes. What? You heard me. Waiting. This is something that's not talked about. Waiting. Waiting for something else to happen. Waiting for a moment, a future moment to be fulfilled, so that you believe or think that now you're going to feel better. I'm here to tell you that however you're feeling in this moment, if you're vibrating a vibration of dissatisfaction, you're going to bring that dissatisfaction into your future. So might as well jump on the vibrating satisfaction train. And I mean the vibration of satisfaction of all of it in the moment. Ah, resistance. Being critical of yourself or others. Worrying. How many of you out there worry? We already talked about it. Worrying, all it is a lack of trust. So the practice is, trust more. When you can't trust and worry at the same time, I'm going on and on, and of course, you know, I could talk for hours about this. This is my topic. But getting back to the numbers, the clicks, the views, the likes, if any of those have the ability to make you feel up, down, sad, happy, bothered, annoyed, numbers, whatever that is, you've got more practice to do if you want to experience more happiness. If you don't, that's okay too. That's the end of today's show. I really thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can follow me on Twitter, Twitter @RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My YouTube channel is getting an update. In fact, the update is almost finished. It's going to be finished in the next few days, maybe 2-3 days, it'll be done. YouTube. So everything is going to be in order, and then I'm going to add more videos. Yes, slowly but surely, she's getting up to speed. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. I self-published that in 2014. And another book, there's a couple books I did a collaboration on, I wrote a chapter in the book I read, and that was released last year. Was that last year? What is this? Oh, yeah, last year. And it's just a collaboration of authors talking about what author is their favorite or how they were affected or impact, one of the biggest impacts. And so my author is David Hawkins. I got to tell you, this Bashar guy, this Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, if you haven't heard about it, jump on that. I highly recommend it. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're spirit, your consciousness living in a human body. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind and patient to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, this is a quote from Abraham, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace, the more contentment you will experience. And every moment in this life reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down,
bring
spirituality.
Yeah, you
gonna feel good now.